Okay, so we've looked at some of the challenges of working in the media, and I now want to turn my attention to a different role, that of a weather forecaster. Although we think of weather forecasters as broadcasters, there is an awful lot that goes on behind our TV screens, as I'll explain now. Okay, so let's start with what a meteorologist does. Well, put simply, they collect and study data in order to predict the weather. That sounds easy, but it is in fact exceedingly complex. So, let's start with data collection or observations. These are a vital part of the process, and over 500,000 observations are received daily. These record atmospheric conditions around the world and arrive by satellite continuously throughout a 24-hour period. They include humidity, wind speed, and temperature. Next comes the assimilation of the data. This helps fill in the gaps that are not provided by observations. Obviously, very remote areas cannot easily be reached, for example, large parts of the ocean, and therefore, without adding the process of a best guess, weather predictions just wouldn't be possible. These are adjusted as additional data is assimilated. Thereafter comes numerical data modelling. Weather models are usually generated on a three-dimensional grid using a supercomputer. The calculations take a matter of seconds, but, as I'm sure you can imagine, it's a highly mathematical process using vast amounts of data, and one which is being fine-tuned all the time by teams of scientists. The final stage, collaboration, is where meteorologists meet to make decisions about the data. This helps iron out any differences in opinion, which are often based on experience, and is particularly useful for challenging forecasts that are ambiguous. That is, they may be interpreted slightly differently. For example, how many inches of snow or rain will fall at a certain time of day? Sometimes, when full agreement can't be reached, there may be compromise. This sharing of expertise often leads to more accurate forecasting.